95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that would be Devorah. She says her EP is out this summer, Outlaw. She just posted that earlier today. She also released another single. I love that one, though. Not Dead Yet.
Yeah, that's great.
But she's got a new one out called Body Bag, and she's just so damn entertaining. You should go check it out on her social.
It is a Friday.
Yeah, hell yeah! Woo! I live for this minute.
A larger than normal response from
necessary.
You. On the program today, gender reveal nightmares. Again.
Oh my God, they just won't stop.
They won't stop. And I don't know why.
I don't either. Who cares, first of all? None of your guests want to be there. They don't care. Secondly, you're going to destroy the world.
Yeah, agreed. Especially this one.
Yes.
Another edition of Slanguage.
Ah, Justin Credible from Power 106.
Correct. He comes in and he tries to teach us some hip terminology so that we are a little more cool.
What a waste of his time.
It doesn't work usually.
Hell no.
But it's worth a try.
Hell yeah.
The pandemic changed our social circles.
Okay.
And for the most part, the better.
Hashtag fact.
And your teacher was drunk.
You know, I saw you put that props on the list. Yeah.
We often give teachers props, but there are some bad ones.
Yeah, well, our fun ones if they're drunk. That's
this
awesome.
This story's unbelievable.
Oh, really?
He took his students to a strip club.
Oh, I love that dude. I never had a teacher like that. Right. Now, that's an inspiring teacher.
That's crazy. Also, we have our All Request Fest.
Nice. That starts up at 5.
And we have $2,000 this hour for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
On KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I mean, a perfect Friday, and it's cloudy still.
Look at that. It's been cloudy for 3 days for you.
Like a trifecta, man. Unbelievable.
Here's the headline. Explosion at gender reveal party rocks several towns.
I saw that today, and the first thing I thought was, Kevin is going to be pissed.
It's just... Look, as a guy who loves fireworks and explosions.
Hell yeah.
More than most people.
Right, more than is natural.
Yeah, maybe don't do this at a gender reveal party. Stop it.
Or if you do, know what you're doing. Make sure you know what you're doing.
Right, but my point is...
Don't.
Even though when I found out that I was having twin girls, greatest day of my life.
Yeah, I remember you set fire to that library.
That wasn't you?
That was not me. Oh, I thought you blew
because
up.
I realized that that was one of the most important things in my life.
Sure.
And also, no one else cared.
Just you know relatives, what I mean? Like, yeah.
I didn't really invite all my friends
right
over.
Right.
And
no, thank you for doing that. But thank you for not inviting me over for that great moment.
You would have come because you felt like you had to, but you would have hated it.
Yes, I would.
Until I blew everything up.
Then I'd be on board.
A New Hampshire family's gender reveal party was such a blast.
Oh, stop!
That it rattled towns, set off reports of an earthquake.
Wait, where is this exactly?
New Hampshire.
Oh, there, yeah, that, okay.
And could be heard across the state line, police said.
Oh, man.
Police in Kingston, a town not far from the Massachusetts border, received reports of a loud explosion Tuesday evening.
Boom.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Tannerite.
Yes.
Okay, so it's over-the-counter, like, type of explosive.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually they use it for, like target practice.
Right.
So you shoot something and it sort of blows up.
Yeah,
and they sell it over-the-counter.
Yeah, which is weird.
So this dude bought 80 pounds of it.
Oh, dude! Come on!
80 pounds.
That is your baby times 12 or something.
The family went to a rock quarry thinking that it would be the safest place, which I agree.
Okay.
Nice place to have a baby shower announcement.
Sure.
People in other towns were saying, we heard this god-awful blast. It knocked pictures off of our walls.
Wow.
I'm all up for silliness and whatnot.
Wait, is that you saying that? Because I was like, whoa.
That's her.
Are you, is this a moment with?
No, I'm all about silliness. I'm not going to add whatnot. Knocked pictures off our walls. I'm all up for silliness and whatnot, but that was extreme.
80 pounds does that much damage of this stuff? And who's going to sell you 80 pounds? Wouldn't they say, sir, that's a little much?
I'm really doing a lot of target practice in the next week or so.
Wow. So 80 pounds of that stuff does this kind of
damage. It showed up like an earthquake, dude.
Wow.
This just makes me want to get it.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I didn't want to, but you know, I mean, what are you doing when you get off the air today?
The man's name is Matt. The man that was interviewed told the TV station that neighbors reported cracks in the foundations of their homes.
Holy cow. So he's really done some serious damage.
Yes.
Wow.
The person who purchased and detonated the explosives has turned himself into police, and he's not being named right now.
I'm sorry.
What was it, a boy or a girl?
It doesn't say.
I am glad that the Stones haven't sold that song to erectile dysfunction yet. Because,
Nope, I agree. That is not exactly what you want.
No.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are sister stations with Power 106.
Yeah, they're all here in the building, which is so cool.
I like Power 106. And we have one of their DJs joining us. His name is Justin Credible.
Kev, what's happening,
man? How are you, man?
You know, I'm doing good. It's a blessing to be here.
We're happy to have you because slanguage is necessary for both Sluggo and myself.
How's it been going for you, gentlemen?
Really bad. Awful.
How's it been going? Great. I'm not great at slanguage.
Terrible. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weakness of both of ours.
Yeah. All right, we got to implement some words.
Hip us up.
All right, we can do that.
Fix
it. I've brought a few, you know, words in the slanguage vocabulary today.
Help us out.
Hopefully it gives y'all some help.
I tried to use boomin'.
How's it going?
I don't think that worked well.
You got booed, right?
I did get booed.
No.
Boo!
Kev, I didn't mean to do that.
I mean, no, it's not on you. That's on me.
No.
I can't deliver it.
It could have been delivery.
Yeah.
Because the show is booming. Let me tell you how I know.
Yeah, how do you know?
When I've gone to a couple family functions over the last couple weeks, and you know that, you know, a couple family friends say, hey Justin, so what are you doing nowadays? I'm like, oh man, I'm in radio. And the next question they ask me is, how cool do you know Kevin and Sluggo?
Hold on, I think you're giving that $40 now, right?
Yeah,
you're giving that cash for that.
Thank you, man. The crazy thing is, that's how you know the show's booming.
Have they ever used the word booming when referring to our show?
That didn't happen.
Thank you for bringing it up.
All right, so here's a word that's definitely needs to be added to the slang.
Okay.
Word that me and our friends are using right now is we viral.
I get right? that at least.
We're viral, right?
Yeah.
So so anything fun that you're doing, you're going viral. Right. So if you're out, you know, and
so it's not important at all that it's going viral. It
doesn't literally have to be viral.
Good just point. Most likely isn't, in fact, right?
It's yeah. to go really right. literally go viral.
Right. And I guarantee Sluggo and I aren't
nope.
going viral.
No.
But
We viral.
We viral. The show's viral. The show's going viral.
All right, I like it. So it's a false claim and I like it.
Now, that's one word you could use.
Okay.
Also, if someone's asking you options on what you're going to do this weekend.
Right.
You know, if you're with the family, maybe you're doing a little shopping. What that's called is running it up. I'm going to run it up this weekend.
Wait, meaning multiple things or shopping specific?
No, it's multiple.
It's multiple things.
It's like, so if you ask me what I'm doing this weekend, and I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to, you know, maybe hit a mall or something like that, then you would say, oh, dope, run it up. Run it up.
Okay, but I'm saying that specifically refers to shopping?
No. It's anything.
So if you're going to a restaurant and I say run it up. That just means eat everything there is there.
It could mean that.
Okay.
But also in the sense of, you know, maybe you're asking all three of us, like, hey, should we meet up after work to eat?
Let's run it up.
There you go. I'm on it.
Yes.
There we go.
I got one point. Yay.
You got it, Sluggo. Exactly. So, yeah, I think we'll start there. We viral. We've confirmed booming is a delivery. You got
it. It's a delivery problem.
Correctly.
Right.
You're writing this down, right?
I am.
Okay, good. And then run it up. And I'll come back next week and we'll run it up again.
Okay.
It's perfect. Yes.
It works. See, it works when you say it.
You got to try it yourself, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We viral. Yes, no?
Yeah, we're booming, man. Absolutely.
I wasn't sure I could pull that off. I was looking to you for some support.
You run it up and you did a good job or something?
Nope.
Denied.
We have our 1 second of nonstop rock. And it's worth $2,000.
And that one right there, crazy little thing called love, really stumped everybody for a long time. It got all the way up to $6,500 before someone figured it out. You know, I thought I would play you the solution to that one. This is what you heard at first and then the rest of the song. I mean, it's so funny when you actually hear it.
Like, of course that's what it is.
It's totally easy, but yeah.
But that did stump people. So yep. Now we're up to $2,000 with a new one.
Yeah.
And what you have to do is listen to it, identify the song title, identify the artist, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and tell us those things, and you will win $2,000.
And here is your sample for today. Think you know what that is? Now it's time to call. Good luck. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Michael, man. What's up?
Hey, Michael, you're caller 13.
Yeah.
Let's go!
That is the attitude we like to hear on a Friday. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arcadia.
All right.
Well, I'm going to play this little clip at you. You think you know what it is? Don't say yet, but for $2,000, you think you know what it is?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Nice. All right. Okay. Tell us the name of the song and who it is, and we got $2,000 for you. Here you go.
Alrighty, it's Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones.
Damn it, you were so happy and I wanted to give you the money and start your Friday right. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
It is not, sorry.
It's not it.
No. Oh, dude.
Why?
No. Why? I don't know. That's a good reason.
But we vibing.
Question. We're going to run it up. To $2,500.
Between 4 and 5. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and on a Friday.
Hell yeah. And congratulations to Taylor and the Pretty Reckless right there. Loudwire just tweeted yesterday that they have landed the sixth for the sixth time. They're at the top of the mainstream rock chart.
No kidding.
And that's pretty unusual, which is insane for female-fronted bands. But it's the sixth time they've done it. Well done.
How about that?
And so it went. That's the sort of thing you'll hear Matt play Sunday night at 8 o'clock on his new and approved show here on this little station.
There are a lot of specialists that wrote in this article, and I think you're going to love the title of it. The title is "The Pandemic Shrank Our Social Circles." Let's keep it that way.
It's shrinkage and we like it.
I mean, I'm sort of the opposite of this.
Right.
I think, but I know that you'll most likely really...
You know, honestly, though, it hasn't changed my social circles at all because I was...
Because you keep it pretty small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm a jerk.
They say you don't need to rekindle your friendship with your kid's soccer teammate's father if you don't want to.
Hear, hear.
Oh, that's all right.
Yep.
So they say whether, you know, other people stockpile toilet paper or dried beans, this guy, Sheldon Cohen, prepared for the pandemic by compiling a list of family members, friends, and colleagues with whom he wanted to keep in regular contact.
He just can't have that in the top of his head. He has to actually make a list.
He made a list.
Is he checking it twice? I mean, really?
Yes. That's, okay. He's a professor of psychology.
Oh, well, there you go.
The Carnegie Mellon.
And smart fellow.
He spent much of his career studying the link between social ties and health and the idea that maintaining relationships is, as he put it, good for you.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah, especially you got to have those ones that challenge you as well. You got some friends who challenge your ass all the time and just sort of on you when you get to the point where you're like, shut up!
But yeah, I love
you're
that.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Some relationships are better than others. He says he treated the 800-some contacts on his phone.
Wow.
800.
Okay. All right.
Like a data set and sorted people according to various relational, emotional, behavioral criteria and came up with a short list of 50 individuals who he really wanted to keep in track of during the pandemic.
All right. That's a good idea.
That makes sense, yeah. Right?
Well, would you want to see his list? Like if you were friends with him, would you want to know where you ranked on the list?
No, of course
and what
not.
He had to say about
because
you?
Because he had 800,
right.
And he narrowed it down to 50.
50. Yeah.
That means almost everyone is out.
Just think of the notes, too. Neurotic, moron, boring conversation, whatever.
Previously, another expert said her social life was a mad dash from one social event to another.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest, I kind of like that.
Yeah. You mean you like doing that? You like being that kind of busy?
Yeah.
Wow, I
seeing a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons.
No, I understand that. But, you know,
and I have like 15 different text groups.
Right.
Some of them are for soccer. Some of them are for my various interests.
Right.
Music.
Right.
People send me music. I send back to them.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Yep.
So I kind of love it, but they really have gone in depth and they say that evolutionary psychologists shows that human beings have the cognitive ability, the capacity to accommodate only 4 to 6 close friends.
I'll buy that.
4 to 6.
Yeah, really close, truly who know you sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Well, I sort
and
of
I don't I think I have more than that.
Six?
Yeah, that that close.
Really close. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I don't enjoy interacting with a lot of different people.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. But at a weird distance. You know, going out with them, I don't necessarily need to do. I mean, I've been fine just with the Zooming and everything anyway, because it's sort of
you're
how
fine
it
with
was
that.
Done. Yeah. Plus, most of them are all over the place.
I need to do stuff.
Yeah, really?
I've really missed doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finally am looking forward to doing it. I'm doing stuff
But you
again.
Never did before, really.
No, I didn't really care. I did when I was younger, a lot. I was never home. I was always out.
And right,
I
that's still
maybe
me.
Maybe I burned myself out. Yeah, exactly. I guess you haven't.
Still me. Well, without some degree of regular contact, these second and third tier friends can fall in the realm of just acquaintances, and you don't follow up with them, and you don't email them, you don't talk to them, you don't call them, you don't text them, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think it's good to have a really good handle on who your true friends are.
Yes,
good. Yeah,
I agree, and I think that's a pretty easy decision.
Should be. You should be. I mean, you're honest with yourself.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if it's not someone to, you know, whatever, just gig that's advancing your agenda or something, that's not a real friend.
No, agreed.
And a lot of people look at that person as a real friend.
People who disagree with you and still have your back.
Yes,
those are the people we're
that
keeping
are basically
around.
Like a sibling. You feel
agreed.
Like they're actually family. Yeah.
You don't like them.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times,
necessarily.
Oh man, I've had more close, hardcore fights with my closest friends.
Of course you have. Because you're a fighter, not a lover.
Fortunately for the planet, that's true.
Thanks to Tim for giving us a heads up on the car chase.
Yeah, Tim, it's on.
It's not a great car chase, so I've got to be honest. There's we always talk about, I really have a lot of respect for teachers, so
it's
do you.
It's a crazy job, yes. Very much so.
Not all of them are good.
No.
In this particular case, an IT teacher who threatened pupils and took some to a strip club.
Took him to a strip club.
While he was drunk during a school trip, has been banned from teaching for 3 years.
Oh.
This guy may not be the ideal
I don't know, man.
Teacher.
I mean, come on. You would have loved that guy.
Richard
You'd be like,
Glenn's,
wait a minute. He's drunk? He's taking us to a strip club? I love this dude.
Richard Glenn's behavior was so, quote, unacceptable, he was sent home early during a trip to Costa Rica in July 2019.
Wait, he went with the class to Costa Rica?
Yes.
Okay.
He was one of the guidance counselors or whatever.
Get on that school. We were lucky to go to the zoo.
Right.
That sucks.
You know, this is a private school where they pay a lot of money, and they went on a trip there.
All right.
He taught computer science.
Okay. Here's how you find porn, kids.
And was one of the leaders of the group from 16 to 18-year-olds who went to Costa Rica. He was supposed to be there until July 28th, but after 6 days, they sent him home due to his behavior. All right, here's a list of some of the things he did.
Oh, no.
And then we're going to take your calls about you had teachers that lost it? Maybe just were drunk. Maybe there's enough of those.
Yeah.
You had a teacher that literally was drunk.
Yeah.
While supposed to be teaching you.
You knew that water bottle did not just have water in it.
A little flask.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll take your calls on that at 818-955.
Hey, wait, where'd you get a bottle of water, by the way? We're out of water in here, this building. And you have a bottle of water, you bastard.
I feel like you've just...
I just am freaking out.
Took
I'm really
a hard
thirsty.
Left. I brought it with me.
I'm just thinking there's vodka in there. That's
wrong with you.
Okay, never mind.
His actions included. And then we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Yes.
Drinking with pupils.
Oh, jeez.
Allowing one or more pupils to drink alcohol despite being under the legal age of 18.
Oh, man. Dude, let me have some. Okay.
Threatening two students. One, he said he was going to kick the head in.
Oh.
And he said he was going to kill another.
Wow. Teacher.
This dude is exactly what you shouldn't be.
Right.
And yet I'm not sure the students were upset.
Of course not.
He told one student, I'm not in trouble. You're in trouble. After being aggressive to one pupil, he kissed the boy's forehead and told him, you're all right.
No.
You're good.
It's a kiss of death.
Yeah. Taking one or more pupils to a strip club.
Yay! Woo!
Acting aggressively toward the woman leading the trip when she tried to help him back to his tent.
Now, I don't think you should be taking the tent. Kids to the strip club. Let's get you to bed. Oh, stop it.
And I don't fully understand this last one. Exposing himself to the woman in a shared hotel room, although it was agreed this was not malicious or sexually motivated.
Hmm. I don't think I want to know that part of the story. I mean, that's just... It's
like, well, how is that even
gone
possible?
Down the rabbit
I guess maybe
so
he
she was like
someone or something, kissed my ass, or I don't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That would be malicious, no?
That could be funny, you know. I mean,
or sexually motivated. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at this point...
I just know that most teachers are great, and then there's Mr. Glenn.
Mr. Glenn!
There's an occasional Mr. Glenn, and that's who we'd like to talk to you about if you had...
A Mr. Glenn.
A Mr. Glenn at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. 955 KLOS.
We're talking about, for the most part, we think teachers are golden.
Yes, very impressed by the ability to put up with kids.
Don't know how they
long.
Do it, yeah. And their parents.
Yes, oh, and their
don't
parents.
Don't know how they do it.
Mr. Glenn, however.
Mr. Glenn was drinking with pupils and also took them to a strip club and threatened to kick one of them in the head. So occasionally there's a Mr. Glenn.
Yeah.
So we're taking calls on you had a teacher that was... I had lost it. KLOS, hello.
My electronics teacher, he used to hook us up to like live wires and step it up from like zero to two when our arms would cross.
Wow.
And finally give up. Yeah.
Now, hold on a second. Was this something that you thought was interesting as well, or was he forcing you to do it? Because I would have done that purposefully.
He challenged us students to see like who could take the most wattage or voltage.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fun, actually.
I got to be honest, I like that dude.
Yeah, yeah. Did you enjoy it, or were you...
It was kind of cool, because your arms would just start cramping up and crossing and stuff, and be like, okay, somebody give up.
I suppose teachers probably shouldn't do that.
Probably not.
That's awesome, yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I had a teacher in high school, and he was crazy as AF. He ended up getting kicked out of school, so, like, everything was cool, right? Like, he was, like, a history teacher, and he taught us all kinds of stuff. You know, he was, like... talked about the military, don't join the military, they do this, they do that, don't do this, don't do that. And then one day he was in the teacher's lounge and he was like talking about the principal of the school, and he was like, yeah, somebody should put a bullet in him, you know.
Oh my god.
Just full blast. He was just full blast. Next thing you know, he had a substitute for the rest of the year. So
right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, KLOS. You have a crazy teacher?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This was a high school teacher for music.
And
even when you're tuning your instruments and everything, if there was a pluck that he didn't want during his silent times, he would scream. So we ended up not getting able to perform at like a competition.
Wow.
For our string instruments.
Because he was having a meltdown.
He was.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an a-hole.
Yeah.
So, it was unfortunate. And as soon as I heard Mr. Glenn, I was like, oh, Woodruff. I was just like, not him.
Let me say this very, very carefully, since he didn't like that. But I have to say it very carefully. Pluck him.
Ooh. Nice. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with our 1 second of nonstop rock. For $2,500.
$2,500.
We're trying to get it back up to $6,500,
yes,
where it was last week.
So get this wrong.
This week.
Yeah.
So we're rooting against you?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Friday. People need the money.
Yeah.
$2,500.
So yeah, listen closely. If you can tell us who this is and what the name of the song is, and be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, that $2,500 is yours. Otherwise, it rolls over. It'll be $3,000. But give it a go. Here you go. What do you think that is?
Thank you, 955 KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $2,500, KLOS, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Bill Merkel.
Hey, Bill Merkel, you're caller 9.
Team.
Oh, right.
100. So why'd you say 9? That's not right.
Hold up, why did I say 9?
I don't know.
You're caller 13.
13, yeah.
The lucky number, Friday.
Yeah.
At least it's not Friday the 13th, right? But hopefully 13 will be the lucky number.
Right.
Yeah. And if not, we'll beat Kevin for no reason.
I'm not sure what happened.
Okay.
Not sure what happened there. But you're the caller, and you have a shot at $2,500.
Well, right on. I think I hopefully know it's here. I'm going to do my best shot.
We're going to play it for you again, and then tell us.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Give me name and artist, and $2,500 is yours.
God, we are
right
really
on.
Off. We can't
man.
Talk
wow.
today. Sorry.
All right, here you go. What is that?
Okay, well, here's my answer. Hopefully, this is the correct one. I'm going off the album Women and Children First by the band Van Halen, the song Everybody Wants Them.
It's a damn good song. We should play that on our little request thing today, but.
That is incorrect.
No cash. I'm sorry, dude. Sorry, man.
Sorry. Thank you for calling.
Give it the best shot.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Take care, man. All right. So between now and the first hour of our All Request Fest, it's worth $3,000.
Let us get stupid. So we do every Friday.
Hell yeah. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
That song, of course, dedicated to Shock G, who is Humpty Hump, who passed away at 57 years old.
I love Flea's tweet. He was, oh man, Shock G was beautiful. Got to watch that video if you haven't seen it in a few munes. All right, so it's all Request Fest. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's a party song and you want to hear it and we can find it, we'll play it. You know what number to call. 818-955-KLOS. I hope you do, because I'm not sure. You should call number 9, I guess. Number 9.
Tis the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Every Friday between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
We're good.
I'd like to hear some White Zombie. I'm your boogeyman.
Great cover.
Oh, what a great cover that is. Yeah. I forgot he did that.
We'll see if we can make that happen. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'd like to request a song.
Okay, what song?
It would be Let It Roll by UFO, if you guys have it.
Oh, nice. I think we did some UFO last week. I always like to get UFO on. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll try and do that for you. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS.
Hey, Kevin. Oh, no, this is Sluggo.
Yeah, but he's right there. There he is.
It's both of us.
Yeah, man. We're here.
From Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay. Which one?
Whatever you can find.
All right. That sounds good to me. I'm able to smoke that. Who are you?
Tony,
where are you calling from?
Calling from Torrance right now.
All right, press the number 6 on your touch-tone phone, please.
I'm not even sure why he's doing this.
Well, it starts the song.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there you go. Please press it one more time. Yeah!
Yes! Woo!
Dirty Honey. That's the from the new album they just released today. Their debut album. And we got copies of it, album.
The vinyl copies.
Yeah, that they scribbled on. It's autographed.
Well, I think they autographed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they wrote their names.
It's all graffiti-ized. It's terrible. Maybe we can get vinyl copies without that. We're going to be handing those out all weekend. We're going to start doing that at 6 o'clock. And from time to time throughout the weekend, you get a chance to win that album right there. Dirty Honey, California Dreamin' is off of that.
It is our All Request Fest, KLOS. Hello, you have a request?
I sure do. I would like to hear Seven Nation Army by White Stripes as I endure this hellish commute to the high desert.
I do love that song.
What are you going out there to the desert for?
Driving home from work from Riverside to Phelan, California.
Dang.
Wow.
So, hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Today.
Wow. What's your name?
Lori.
Lori, drive safely. And here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm trying to guess the song. Did you already do that?
No, we're doing that a little bit later this hour. Thank you, though. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Is this KLOS?
Yes, it's KLOS.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, can I make a song request?
Sure. What would you like to hear?
The Wizard by Black Sabbath.
Nice. Very cool. All right, who are you?
Reese Evans.
Reese, this call started very shakily, but I think I like the way it ended. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon doing our normal subpar work.
Here, here.
We have our 1 second of nonstop rock, though, and it's worth $3,000.
That is awesome.
Seems like a lot. We're going to play 1 second of a song. You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the song title and the artist, and you'll start your weekend right with $3,000.
Damn, straight. Here you go. What is that? Now it's time to call 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $3,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Wow, what is going on over there?
Do you need help?
I used to be a 911 operator. I might be able to help you.
What's going on? Who is this?
I'll have what she's having.
Right?
Who are you?
What? Let's start with your name. Yeah. What is your name?
My name is Kinsey.
Kinsey. Something.
Kinsey.
Sure. Yeah.
Kinsey?
I'll allow it.
Yep.
So, all right, we're going to play this 1 second of nonstop rock at you, and you can tell us who it is and what the name of the song is. Yeah, you know how much you get?
Hmm. That's right, $3,000.
All right, so here you go. Take a listen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it is. What is that?
Okay. Is it Van Halen? You really got me.
It is not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sounds like you're already having a great party, though, so continue the weekend.
Keep that up.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Right on. So Monday, what a terrible thing to say. What an awful word. $3,500.
Not bad. Between 3 and 4 o'clock. That was for Robert from Tustin, California Loves.
Nice. Weird how different songs sound through different processing. That was that sounded good.
It did, I agree.
It's the All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS. And it is all about Dirty Honey this weekend. Their new album, their debut, is out. And we have vinyl copies of it that they have actually signed.
Name of the album is Dirty Honey.
And we want to give you a copy of it. And sometime soon, we shall tell you to be caller 13. You'll pick up the new Dirty Honey album. Something like that.
What he said.
Yeah. Okay, well, running with some scissors.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS. Hello.
Any way you guys could play Fooling Yourself by Styx?
Oh, nice. Very cool. Who are you?
Cedric from Rancho Cucamonga.
All right, man. We'll see if we can make that happen. Thanks for calling in the All Request Fest.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was trying to get a song played, White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
Ooh, that's a good one. I love that.
That's a good request.
Yeah. You know what? I'll ask Mom when I'm just a few feet tall and see if she'll let me play it.
I'm sitting in this RV. My house all went bad, and that's all I have to do. I love it listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Nice. Every day.
It's our All Request Fest. Hello.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Can I request some Marilyn Manson, Beautiful People?
Nice. I do love that. All relative to the size of your steeple. All right, man. Yeah, we'll try and make that happen. Thanks.
Hey, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you two again on the radio.
Thanks.
I'm ready to start the weekend. How about Blue Oyster Cult, Take Me Away?
Nice one. That's very cool. Who are you?
I'm Dave.
All right, man. Dave, we'll try and make that happen. I'll see if I can get that on for you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
Right on.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I heard that it's Request Fest.
It is. It's our All Request Fest. You have a song you want to hear?
Yay. Yes. Can you play All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople?
Ah, good one. Nice. Who are
Mott
you?
Mott the Hoople.
Sophia.
Sophia. Yay, Sophia.
Okay, excellent.
Color it down. Your weekend begins now.
Now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
95.5 KLOS on California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo and our All Request Fest.
And we're going to get to some more requests here in just a second, but I want to do this Dirty Honey thing for you. I want to give this to you. It's so cool. We're going to be doing it all weekend long. Their new album is out, and you know, this
today.
Is, yeah, mm-hmm. And it's a perfect one for vinyl, I think. You know, there's some bands that are just going to punch through vinyl so well. I think Dirty Honey will as that. So their new album is out. You can get it on vinyl right this second if you're caller 13. They wrote all over it. They
did.
Scribbled it.
I think it's called autographing.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Oh, they signed it. Oh, signed copy.
Signed it, yes.
We're going to be handing these out all weekend long from time to time. Just be listening starting now, right this second.
Starting 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, exactly. 818-955-KLOS, if you're caller 13, will give you a signed copy of their new album. I wanted to throw on their cover of Aerosmith's Last Child. It's just so damn good. Came out a little while ago. Very, very entertaining. While you're dialing, 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I've been saying it for a while now. Dirty Honey, one of the first bands I want to see play live.
I know, I can't
wait. Cannot
wait
for that.
It's Dirty Honey weekend.
Yes, all weekend long, we've got this new album that they on vinyl that they have signed, and we want to hand it to you. Hello?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Pray tell, what telephone is that for?
The Dirty Honey, signed autographed copy.
Nice. Are you a big fan of these amazing guys?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Yeah, you know what? I just got the album.
Oh, did you?
I just got it in the mail today because I'm an album collector. So that would be great to get the autographed copy.
Dude, I'm so excited about getting one of these. I'm going to have to steal one and keep it for myself because this is really
sure.
cool. And you're caller 13, cool. So you win.
Awesome. Great, man.
I'm glad it's for a collector, somebody who collects that stuff.
Yeah, totally cool. Appreciate it. That's awesome.
Very cool.
Woo!
Order is for Keith in Northridge.
Right on, Keith. Good suggestion for our precious little All Request Fest, man. Now the weekend started for sure.
Good times.
Nice.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
So we got to get the hell out of here, man. I got to go home and pet the kitty, and you got your whatever to do.
I have a lot of huge plans this weekend.
Yeah, do you really want to talk about it? It's pretty cool.
The Galaxy Home Opener?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes,
damn,
absolutely.
Dude. You're going to go to that?
Yes.
On Sunday.
It's an event.
That's amazing.
People.
In a place.
What?
I'm in the room, too.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Greg, what are you doing,
man?
We've
just been talking as if you weren't.
Yeah, I thought...
it's fine. All right. My parents do the same.
I actually thought you were a hologram all these years, so it's weird that it might touch your flesh.
Hashtag goals.
Oh, flesh.
You have a request that you'd like us to play? Or?
Yeah, because you guys on Fridays, you guys do the thing, the
All Request Fest.
Yeah. So I was thinking, don't know how you feel about it, but La Bamba?
Nope.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Hey, Bill Merkel, you're caller 9.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the Nurk Twins, appearing only at the Fox and Hounds in Berkshire, England. The Nurk Twins, of course, on this day in rock, played a tiny little show there in 1960. They were John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and they were staying there. It was Paul's aunt's pub. It was on this day in rock in 1976 when Ramones released their debut album. That's the one with them standing in front of that brick wall on the album cover.